That'll be $50,000, please. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast guests are paying up to $50,000 to appear on popular shows, and the podcasts don't disclose it. According to a piece from Ashley Carman in Bloomberg, it quotes a number of podcasts who charge more than $30,000 per interview, which only added a full disclosure, an FTC requirement, after being contacted by Bloomberg for the story. One subject of her report, podcast guest booking platform Guestio, has posted copy denigrating industry newsletters on their front page. In a coincidence, Ashley Carman is also to launch Soundbite, an industry newsletter with more in-depth reporting about the podcast and music industry. One of the biggest podcasts in the world will be making it to Radio Days Asia in Kuala Lumpur in early September, we can exclusively reveal. Presenter Jackie Leonard and Karen Martin, the editor of the Global News podcast from the BBC World Service, will be speaking in a two-day conference, which will also include podcasters from across the world. The Global News podcast was quoted as achieving 12 million downloads a month in 2019. Squadcast's Ariel Nissenblatt and me will also be speaking. You can buy tickets at radiodaysasia.com. Spotify has turned on podcasts for users in Ukraine. The music service had launched for Ukrainian users in July 2020. The company pulled out of Russia completely in April this year. PodNews is also unavailable in Russia and Belarus. Entertainment company Lionsgate has launched a podcast division, Lionsgate Sound. The company has revealed a slate of four initial shows, one for iHeartRadio, one for CBC. Amazon and Wondery are to sponsor the International Women's Podcast Awards 2022 and have set up a fund to provide complimentary tickets for those who find the costs prohibitive. The awards have closed for entry. The event is on September the 29th in London. The median age of a US podcast listener based on total podcast listening time is 36, says new data released by Edison Research. The median age of an AM/FM listener based on all radio listening time, 51. Meanwhile, in Europe, audiences aged 15 to 24 consume twice as much news via podcasts than the average, according to new data from Eurobarometer, quoted in The Fix. And podcasting in Ukraine is adapting to the country's invasion by Russia. iZone Media covers the team from Urban Space Radio and how fast they changed their plans. And in podcast news, Podland News later today includes an interview with John Spurlock talking about cross-app comments, one of the new podcast namespace tags that will allow comments across all kinds of podcast apps. And the Science Briefing has been launched by Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia. It's the second co-created podcast from the pair. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.